Hi, pal. Welcome to I've Got Your Back, the podcast. My name is Michelle Sutherland, and this is a place where I want to empower and inspire you to tap into the deepest desires of your heart and discover the magic within. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of I've Got Your Back, the podcast, season 1, which is all about B Corps. I am so excited and so grateful that we have got an awesome guest speaker today to hear from. And her name is Holly McQueen. She works for Verdicon, which is a construction company based in Byron Bay, or Bundjalung Country, as it's otherwise known, in Australia. And I just love Holly. I love Verdicon. I love what they stand for. And I love this sort of stance and the lead that they're taking in the construction industry as builders, as, you know, I would say environmentalists. They've got this sort of real vibe about them at Verdicon. And I just can't wait to interview Holly. So let's get into it.
So I'm so excited because today we actually managed to get Holly McQueen. She's from an incredible B Corp based up in Byron Bay, Bundjalung Country. And I just wanted to ask her a few questions and sort of bring to life what we've been doing and what we've been going through the last few weeks, because she's been there, done it, worn the t-shirt twice now. So she was just telling me she's got a recertification for the business that she works for. So Holly, I'm going to ask you, can you just do an introduction of who you are, the company you're working for, and you know why you're working for them?
Sure. My name's Holly McQueen and I work for Verdicon, which is a small construction company. We're located in Byron Bay. We also have an office in Sydney. And when I came on board, my boss was very passionate about the environment. And so he was straight on to the B Corp as it was starting as a small, just him and his business partner. They started the B Corp assessment straight away and wanted to build their business around the B Corp initiatives. And so when I came on board, he'd sort of gotten most of the way through it, but just needed help in finishing it. And so we wrote some policies and we guided our business, I guess, from the start using the B Corp model. And I think it's really helped to shape where we are today. And having that stamp, I think, gives us the credibility and the trust that we're responsible for what we do. And in the construction industry, that's really hard to come by. So I think people know that we're going to great lengths to try to do the best for the environment, for our customers, social governance. And as we've just completed our recertification, it helped remind us and build even further what we're already doing and continue that legacy beyond, even if, Verdicon were to change owners or anything shifts, that the foundation's in place and this is our systems are robust and developed according to what we, the process that we've been through. So it's really engaging work for me. I'm sort of the office manager / environmental manager. So I manage sort of all of the things that we do that are above and beyond what is required, I guess. And I love it. I love being part of that and being part of a change in business for good. And I think B Corp is the best way that you can encapsulate all the things you need to do to keep that going.
Yeah, amazing. That's so good. Thanks for sharing. And so how did you find, so you sort of said you came in sort of at the tail end of the first certification, but now you've done the second recertification. How did you actually find the process? Because one of the things that comes up with a lot of people is they get really overwhelmed when they see all of these questions and the things that they're asking for. How did you find the process of going, let's say, going through the first certification, but then the recertification?
Well, luckily, because the certifications were pretty much the exact same questions as the first, we've done a lot of the legwork already. And I did feel that feeling of, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And my boss was currently having a baby, remodeling his house. So it was pretty much on my own. And so I was quite nervous about it. But as I went through, a lot of the stuff that we fell back on, a lot of the things that we're already doing. So it was just a matter of updating our numbers and figures and, you know, showing like that we're keeping up with what we said in the first certification. Now I know that they're looking to change those requirements. So ask me again then next certification. But actually the reason I was quite confident that as we sort of were doing, and I think for any business that means well and is acting accordingly, it's not that hard. You just have to put it into writing, or, you know, put it into a report, or, you know, it's just, I think the hardest part was making sure that we are tracking and we have some sort of record of that. Like, we're doing the things that we're meant to be doing, but to actually have it in writing and something to upload, I guess, was what the only the extra work that needed doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I'd like to ask, and I think you sort of touched on it, and I mentioned this a lot, is from the certification to the recertification, it sounded like what you guys did, and one, because you were always very purposeful and focused on a positive impact in the environment anyway through the business from the beginning and obviously through the founder. But did you sort of actively, from the certification to the recertification, take some of those learnings from the first round and implement and continue like pieces of work based on what you'd learned?
Yes, definitely. I think the strong point for us, we were awarded best for the environment, was us being carbon neutral each year. And so immediately in tracking our footprint and having some reduction strategies around that, we scored very heavily in the environmental section. So I think keeping that up year to year, and yes, there's extra costs involved, but I mean, really it's the cost of doing business in our eyes. And, we see it as our responsibility in order to, you know, make sure that we're doing everything that we can to reduce our impact. And so, and then with, you know, we see the scores for the different questions, and according to like our workers and how we treat our employees and setting up systems so that, you know, we're meeting that criteria. And so I think it's natural. It just sort of puts into words what you need to be doing. And it just helps to sort of guide you in that decision-making process when it comes time to handle those different parts of the aspects of the business, I guess. So yeah, definitely we use it, and it's something that's always there. And B consultants like yourself can also help you identify where there's gaps or where there might be some, you know, easy things that you can do to sort of help you not only get a better score, but keep you on that right track. So
Absolutely. Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much, Holly. And the other thing I was going to ask was, what was the other thing you sort of said there? Yeah, what do you think you're, so maybe one or two key learnings or takeaways from the process, and maybe specifically to your industry? Because as you said in the beginning, you know, in construction, I don't know what it's like now, but as an industry, it does have a big impact, environmental impact. So have you had any sort of key learnings going through it, any key changes that you made or introduced to the industry, anything like that you'd like to share?
Well, I guess we're always looking, because it's such a huge impact, we're looking for those opportunities to have huge reductions. So one would be like our waste. So we've chosen to take on in our scope 3 emissions, our waste and our energy on site that we are part of our footprint. And so immediately in looking at materials, so we found like a carbon neutral concrete that we use across all our jobs. And instantly, that's a massive impact that we can have control over. Also tracking, we've set up systems to track exactly what, how much is being recycled, how much is going to landfill. And then we're actually helping to legislate better recycling options where around the Byron Bay, Northern Rivers area, there's not a lot of options. So we're working with some other organizations that are pushing for better recycling facilities up here. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So I think like it's a huge undertaking, but it's also exciting because when you find out those simple things that, you know, materials or methods that are available, you jump on those and you're immediately, you know, doing something really good and, you know, progressing that positive change that we all want to see. So
that's great. Yeah. Thanks for those examples. I'd never heard of those. That's really cool. And I think that's the thing that I've observed is that for every industry, there's all these like amazing hacks or like amazing initiatives or solutions that maybe a lot of people just don't know about. It's like not me. Right. You have to sort of almost go and find it or be open to it, and then if there's not like the recycling in the Byron and Northern Rivers area, you're like, let's work locally with councils or whatever to see if we can come up with a solution. So it's sort of like you're being quite active
that's right
in a lot of those spaces, which is great. It's really good.
Yeah, it was as simple as like our tracking and our reports. We just provided that data to this organization called Any Waste, Northeast Waste. And so they use that information to lobby the government for some funding to start a better recycling program. And for us, like gyprock is a big problem that there's nothing, nowhere to recycle around here. And so they're hopefully they can get this big grant, then maybe we can, you know, have a place that we can go to recycle our gyprock and other construction companies can do the same. And so it's exciting and it's positive and it's what you sort of want to wake up and work on, because, you know, if we can make a difference and lead the way for other companies, then that's what we're here for. And, you know, living that sort of world that we want to see. So,
yeah. And if you find that other companies in the construction industry are coming to you now, do you think there's been a shift? Do you think more people want to know about this stuff in the industry?
They all do. I mean, any of the architects, designers that we work with, they just don't have the time to do the research. And so if you've got these methods in place already and you're sort of on the forefront of doing things as clean and responsibly as you can, they want you and they want that. They want the cheat sheet. They want the work already done. So you definitely got the B Corp stamp. They're going to pick you. They're going to, you know, be open to what, you know, the methods that we've come to and the materials that we found. And so definitely is a leg up in business. And I think other companies, we're hoping to start an educational piece where we can share with other trades in the area, other small builders, because there's a large portion of construction companies that are just small to medium sized businesses, not so much the conglomerates that you see like in Sydney. And so if we can reach to them and just say, here's the way, these are the methods that we've put in place, here's the materials that are available. If you've done that legwork and share it, I think it can just exponentially grow and become something more powerful and better for the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Oh my goodness. We'll have to share that. We'll make sure we share that widely. So how do you feel that becoming a B Corp has actually benefited you from a personal point of view, because you've been the one that's been very like in amongst it, you know, you've been the one sort of owning it and driving it and, you know, filling out the assessment. How do you think it's benefited you? How do you think it's benefited other team members, and how do you think it's benefited the business? So sort of three key areas, what would you say for each of those?
For me personally, it just I have a strong sort of pulls towards the environmental crisis and being part of the solution. I think like if you're not doing something, you're part of the problem. So I think for me, it's helped me to like build an identity or put my name to something that's positive and in line with my values. And then for the business, I think we're definitely attracting some talented, you know, people that want to come and work for us because we're doing this. And like I say, once you do the legwork, it's just a huge draw card. So now we've got some really cool employees to work with that are all on board and, you know, coming up with good ideas. And it's a very energizing workplace, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think, what was the third one?
It's like, how do you think it's benefited the business as a whole? Have you seen any new business come in? Have you seen people reach out to you because of B Corp, like anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that we've got some pretty big time architects that want to work with us, and we're just a small company. So we're trying to get our systems all in place so that we can take on these really big, expensive houses that these rich people want us to build. And so we're trying to get ready to like jump up to that next level. And I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're getting there. We just need the right people, which are coming along, and all our systems are, you know, taking over. And I think the business, we're about to make probably a huge jump into what we can't wait to work with these architects and clients that are aligned and have the money to like to that understand the concept of, you know, there might be a bit of outlay, but this is, you know, an energy efficient home. We're using, you know, wood fiber insulation, which is better for the planet. It's better for the efficiency of your house. Like, it's just exciting space to be in. And so, and it's what we're all coming together to do, and will become sort of hopefully a really profitable space. Plus you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. That's so cool. And just finally, what would be your biggest tips to give to startups or any business going through the B Corp process? How would you help them prioritize it and get through it?
I don't think it's necessarily, you don't have to be carbon neutral to be a B Corp, but I do think that it's a really good starting point. And there's a lot of there's free platforms out there. The SME Climate Hub is the one that the B Corp community is promoting. So you can go on there and start by measuring your footprint, putting in your data. And that's sort of, I think, definitely a step in the right direction to know what your impact is, and then to sort of look at that and figure out ways in which you can reduce your impact. That scored highly for us. It's not like necessary, maybe if your business isn't, if you're doing your books, you've got the data, it's not hard to punch it in, figure out where you stand, make that commitment, claim the climate emergency. There's steps that you can follow to get further along the path, and that definitely aligns with the B Corp, the assessment. Mm-hmm. And I think you just take away with it, you know, allocate a few hours each week to just be with it, mm-hmm. like go through the questions, even if you can't answer them straight away, let mm-hmm. them simmer and come back to it, find a B consultant like yourself, ask questions to work with, or another, a B Corp business. I was lucky enough to have James Perrin from Stone and Wood, who was their environmental sustainability manager. And he just sitting down with him and sort of talking about it, and him making himself available to me, really felt like, you know, you had the support there, and people are really happy to see you succeed. So it's something you don't have to be alone in. The community's brilliant and really there to help and support you. And you know, I think just chip away at it and try to get your head around it. And, you know, step by step, you'll sort of start molding naturally to what the standards are. And then your business is just going to be more solid and sturdy from that point.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Great advice. Well, I think that's it for me, unless you've got anything else you'd like to share. Anything about B Corp movement, community,
process? It's just it's such a delightful place to be in. We've started some B Local events. We recently went to a family and friends gathering at Stone and Wood, and they actually brewed a really cool a beer from the people at Flow Hive, which is another B Corp business, and they use the Brookies macadamia nuts and the mac liqueur to brew this amazing beer that was solely dedicated to the B Corp March,
the B Corp month, for March.
And so we got to all go there, and we had this really incredible food, and like it's a really exciting community to be in, and some fun things to do and collaborate and people to meet. And yeah, it's just a fun space to be in. Everybody's on the same wavelength, and we all try to work together and support each other. And yeah, I can't recommend it more highly.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. It's making me be like, oh, Byron, I want to be there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Strong community. I mean, it is, but I think Bundjalung Country and Byron is what that community vibe anyway. But then with the B Corps in that community, it's like heightened. So I love that you did that. I did see that in social media, so it was great to see that collaboration. It was so cool. Well, Holly, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I know everyone will get value from this, whether you're in the construction industry or you're not. Just lots of really good stories and tips, and yeah, great to get your insight. So thank you so much for
any time.
Yeah, and thank you so much everyone for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to I've Got Your Back, the podcast, and our season one, which has been all about B Corps. I have got a wee gift for you because I really believe this is going to help so many people and so many businesses. So as we know, there's currently 6,500 B Corps certified globally across 161 industries in 89 countries. And this movement is not slowing down. It's gaining momentum, and it's in momentum. And I really want to gift you a guide that tells you everything you need to know about becoming a B Corp and how to actually get certified. So make sure you download this guide after listening to the podcast and let me know what you think. Chat soon.